Good morning, it's Ryan. Let's do some morning meditation, or at least I'm going to give you some content to think about for morning meditation. Today, one of the things that's coming to mind for me is a brief and general definition of what mindfulness is. It's a very broad topic. It can be described in many ways, and it's very useful with many things. However, there is a simple definition that comes to mind that's very easy to understand, and that definition is getting in touch with the moment. Getting in touch with the moment. And like I said, that is a very simple definition. However, even those simple words can be expanded to increase our understanding of what mindfulness is. So what do I mean by that? Well, getting in touch with a moment, for me, oftentimes, looks like, let's say, I'm going through my day, I'm doing my graduate studies, and I start getting very indecisive and full of anxiety about what topic to write about on my paper that's due, you know, in 2 days. What do I do? Like, I'm kind of frozen. I'm unable to make a decision, and so my head's just spinning around in circles, and I can't seem to get a grip on that. You know, I can't seem to focus. So what I do is I use mindfulness. Mindfulness in that instance looks like me stopping. You know, first I become aware that I'm really anxious, can't make a decision, and I'm not being productive, and so I stop. I sit in the quiet, I turn everything down. If I have music playing, I turn it off. I stop, I sit in the quiet. I take a deep breath, and I let that deep breath out. And I observe in my mind the anxiety. A lot of times my anxiety kind of looks like a little kid running around in circles with his hair on fire. I don't know why, but that's the image I put to it. It makes it funny. It disarms it. You know, I can look at the kid and be like, okay, you know, I'm being silly. My brain's being silly right now. And it just gives me a moment to detach from that anxiety. A lot of times I tell people, mindfulness isn't just about getting in touch with the moment. It's also about bringing the moment into the challenge that you're experiencing. So I can look at that little kid with his hair running around, caught on fire, or running around with his hair caught on fire. I can stop that thought. I can stop that little kid in my head. I can take a deep breath and look at it with non-judgment and compassion and listen to it if it has anything to say. A lot of times, you know, with anxiety, as I'm sure a lot of people are becoming more and more aware of, or are already aware of their sphere there, right? Like, what if I, in this instance, what if I make the wrong choice for my paper that's due, and the teacher hates it, I get a bad grade, and, you know, now my scholastic career is forever damaged because I made the wrong decision. Or another one for me is, what if I make the wrong decision and I'm judged and I'm shamed for making the wrong decision? What if I write the paper and it's not good enough? You know, that's a big one for me. What if my efforts in anything, really any endeavor, what if they're not good enough? What if they don't measure up to perfection, which doesn't exist, by the way? Perfection is bullshit. It's a concept that's based in fantasy. But what if that happens? I get shamed by others, or worse, you know, I get shamed by myself, which is usually what the case is. You know, how will I survive? How will I deal with that pain? How will I, you know, deal with the discomfort? How will I move on and regroup? Well, that's just a bunch of fear spinning around in my head. I call it future tripping. You know, I'm just spinning around in my head about future things that haven't happened. Chances are they won't happen unless my teacher is a, you know, real jerk. But even then, if they do judge it, you know, I can look, is their judgment valid? Yes or no? You know, it may or may not be. Or I can just say, well, this person's probably in a really bad attitude. You know, it might be them being just in their own self, in their own defects of character. And so I can let that go. Like, it has no reflection on me or my efforts. Or a big one for me is like, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't have waited until the last minute to write this paper. And maybe I need to get better at setting a schedule and sticking to that schedule, even though I don't feel like doing it every day. You know, that's another lesson I can learn. And then I just learn the lesson and I move on. And so that's what happens for me when I bring the moment, when I get mindful, I get in touch with the moment, I get in touch with myself, and I bring it into the problem that I'm facing. You know, there's lessons to be learned. There's fear that's based in fantasy. Most fear is based in fantasy. And I'm able, once I'm able to see it, I'm able to let it go. You know, take a couple more deep breaths. So I can use my breath in the moment to calm down, slow my thinking down, sit with each decision I have to make about which topic to write about in this example, and just pick one. I can pick one that resonates. Usually it probably doesn't matter. So that's what I mean about bringing the moment in, bringing mindfulness into the moment, learning how to get in touch with the moment is a tremendous power to alleviate uncomfortable feelings, self-sabotaging feelings, and all kinds of self, you know, attributes of self that get in our way, that ruin our relationships. And just a quick note, you know, that's another thing. When I deal with relationships, most of my life, most of my day, like, I really don't feel a lot. You know, I'm rather numb or just really busy doing activities and being productive. But when I do feel things, they can be really intense. Like, anger is a great example. Like, I can have very strong feelings of anger, and if I act out on those, they become extremely destructive. So oftentimes, if I'm angry at someone, or if, I shouldn't say that, if I'm in a conversation with someone, and they're, you know, kind of close to me, a friend or a girlfriend or whatever, and something happens, we have an argument, and I get triggered, right? Something triggers my anger. A lot of times I just have to take a deep breath and tell that person, like, look, I need some time to, you know, diffuse my own emotions. I'm getting triggered. I know somewhere inside me I'm deciding to get angry at this moment, but at the time, you know, I'm not angry, or I'm not aware of where I made that decision somewhere in my past. And that, a lot of times, that is the truth with our intense emotions. Like, sometime in the past, we learned to get angry at, like, a conflict or a disagreement, because that way we push the person away, right? Like, that'd be a good one. Like, I'm afraid of people getting close to me, or, you know, judging me for being wrong or whatever it may be. Like, I'm afraid of them abandoning me and leaving me. And so when they start getting close and we have an argument, immediately somewhere in the back of my head, in my shadow or in my subconscious, you know, this pattern of thought comes to play. And, you know, all of a sudden I don't feel safe. I feel like I'm afraid of being alone. I feel like they're going to abandon me. I feel like I'm unlovable. Like, all this shit comes up to the surface. And then immediately I react with very strong, intense emotions of anger. Well, I can talk, you know, I can stop, I can breathe, I can tell the person, I just give me some time by myself so I can filter through this. I don't want to react out of anger, you know, and add problems to the situation and make it worse. And when I do that, I do find that somewhere, usually when I was a little kid, I decided that in situations like this, it's best to get angry, that way I don't get hurt. So once we become aware of our responsibility and our intense emotions, we can, you know, move past them. We can acknowledge it. We can become self-accountable. Be like, oh, I get it. Like, I did this. Like, it has nothing to do with the other person or what they said, right? Like, they, theoretically, they should tell me, like, you know, Ryan, you're just a giant piece of shit and I fucking hate your face. The ideal would be like, whoa, well, thank you for the opinion. I really appreciate that. I'll take it into consideration. I think you're wrong. I think I'm a, you know, pretty good looking guy and really intelligent and you know, whatever, you know, like maybe you're having a bad day, like that's okay. Maybe you're projecting. Like sometimes I tell people that if they judge me, I'm like, well, it sounds like you're projecting your garbage onto me, which can tend to, you know, it's like poking a stick at the bear, but I enjoy doing that to people. I'm like, why are you reacting that like way? You know, why are you choosing to do that? And so that's my little mischief devil's advocate coming out. But, you know, I do think it's important to realize, you know, how responsible we are for making or for creating our emotional reactions in situations. Like, we have to become responsible for that. If we look at the current political landscape in America, like codependency, which is blaming other people, blaming other people's behavior, blaming their ideology for our anger, for our fear that we don't want to look at, it's so destructive. I just am disgusted at what's going on in America. Our culture is, you know, toxic, I think, on a whole. You know, there is a ton of hate in our culture. There's, in my opinion, a kind of a cold war amongst ourselves. And, you know, it's kind of scary. But if we all were able to just take a moment and take some breaths when someone says something and we respond with anger, like maybe we would decide that anger's not the best way to do it, and that, you know, somewhere back in our past we chose to be angry at these situations. And once we were accountable to that, like maybe things would start changing. Recently I had a great idea. It'll never happen, but I had a great idea that in Congress and in Senate and any political event where major decisions are being made, the group must be forced to sit down and sit in the quiet for like 20 minutes to an hour and meditate together before they discuss, you know, the topic. No way in hell that's ever going to happen. But it would be great, because I guarantee you people would start focusing on what is better for the people. They'd be able to sit down, look at the facts, look at the studies, you know, look at all the information that's available. They'll start to be able to discuss what has worked best in this situation, without getting at each other's throats, without getting super angry and explosive and ideological and all this bullshit that's killing our country and killing a lot of Western civilization, in my opinion. But again, I don't think that'll ever happen unless I start going down there and selling services to make that happen. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, fuck them. I'm going to get them mindful as hell. Maybe it'll restore the country to some form of integrity and honesty. Wouldn't that be great? To have leaders that were full of honesty and integrity? Oh my God. Be amazing. So anyway, that's today's message. That's this morning's meditation, is bringing mindfulness, which is getting in touch with the moment, into our situations that come up during the day where we feel strong emotion, or when we're getting triggered, when we're getting full of indecision. Stop, take some deep breaths, get calm ourselves down, just wait in the quiet, let the quiet kind of do its thing, let the silence do its thing, breathe, and look at those feelings, see what they are, see what our part is, if we can, you know, bring it back. When did we make a decision to respond this way in this situation? Look if there's any sadness that needs to come out. Maybe we need to talk to somebody that's coming out, which, you know, leads to a topic I'll get to in a minute. And, you know, go from there. I dare you to try it. And, you know, if you want even more great advice, in my opinion, something that works well for me, is we start the day meditating. We start the day sitting in the quiet. We start the day breathing, getting in touch with ourselves, getting in touch with the moment. And that prevents these intense emotions from happening as regularly as they would if we didn't. So there's something to consider. But I am going to start building a community for people that are seeking mindfulness. They're seeking healing from their, you know, intense feelings or their whatever conflict they're having in self. And we're going to build a community. Community's, you know, extremely important for growing spiritually. I used to have this idea that all spiritual growth needs to be produced by the self. But that has, I've tried living that way. I've tried doing it. It's extremely difficult. It makes things unnecessarily hard. And it's just, I decided that that's a false belief. I think community is extremely important to grow. You know, we expose ourselves to people that have knowledge we don't have. We get reminders. A lot of times I just need simple reminders, you know, like meditating in the day. When's the last time you meditated in the morning? Oh, like it's been 3 or 4 days. No wonder I'm all, you know, worked up and tense. My shoulders are tight. You know, I'm getting angry and snippy at people. Well, I haven't been doing my daily practice, right? I need those reminders from people. That's just the way my brain works. So it's really important to have community. We're going to start one. I'm looking at, I already have one. It's called, it's on Locals, which is, I don't know, I guess an alt tech. They call it alt tech social media site. I also have one on Facebook. The one on Locals, I really like them. They're doing a great job. I like how they're doing things. It's called mindful.locals.com, mindful.locals.com. It's a very simple page to come into. It'd be great if you guys came in, checked out my videos, left comments. You know, I do read comments. I try to respond to comments as much as possible. I'm really looking forward to people commenting and leaving topics that they want to discuss that they need to hear, so you know that I could address those personally with videos or content, written or audio, you know, whatever I respond to them with, and then you know we can go from there, because I think it's really important that we help each other through this process. I hope everyone has a good day. Remember, bring the moment into your challenges during the day. Bring the moment into building a community. Look for people that are in your life that would be, you know, good role models or good teammates in growing spiritually. You know, start letting them into your world, be vulnerable with them, ask them if they're interested in discussing spiritual things, etc. And we'll all continue to grow individually, and individually we'll start hopefully changing the culture of America and making it a peaceful, more productive place to live instead of all this absolute chaos that's going on right now. Have a good day.